Later that evening, when we got back to our motel, I was still picking off ticks from myself as I tried to wash off the smell of death in the shower. As the water cleansed off the day's experience, I recalled what the forensic investigators reconstructed of the night the rhino died. It played out like a film in my mind's eye. The night is bright, not a cloud in the sky, while the moon is full and high. A poacher's moon, as it is called. Both mother and calf are already sleeping in their usual spot. The thick shrubbery makes an ideal bed for both as their large bodies press down on the ground. Suddenly, the calf lifts its head as it hears something. A twig breaking? It looks around but sees and smells nothing. As it turns its head towards its mother, a figure emerges from the darkness, and within seconds the shadow presses a gun to its mother's head and pulls the trigger. A single crack is heard that sends the bullet directly through the cow's skull. From there it misses the spine while cutting through more flesh and bone. It exits her body on the opposite side, only to re-enter her front left leg. Remarkably, this doesn't kill her. The shock, however, immediately jerks her to her feet. Following its mother's example, the calf jumps up as well, but does not run. Instead, it is waiting for its mother's lead. It is only when the cow staggers sideways that the calf realizes something is wrong and, uncharacteristically, leaves its mother behind, dashes off into the night, never to be found again. The cow manages to move about 5 meters away from where she was shot before her legs give way. She crashes down, breaking branches beneath her as she falls. Still, she does not die, though death is clearly near. She is immobilized by a series of twitches, then slowly, yet certainly, her body relaxes and her head drops down beside a small tree. As the three shadows draw closer, her eyes close a final time. Another tick stuck to the cubit of my arm. It should be removed quickly. In doing so, I thought I caught another whiff of rotting flesh. I wasn't sure if I was imagining it or if I should scrub some more. From that moment on, however, every time I see the footage we took that day, the ghostly odor of death would fill my nostrils in remembrance of the rhino's fate.